At last night's Golden Globe Awards, a surprising number of actors, both nominees and winners, were celebrated for playing characters based on real people. Made-for-TV movies about Judy Garland and James Dean, and big-screen portraits of mathematician John Forbes Nash, Jr., and novelist Iris Murdoch all won awards. Bob Mondello says that, oddly enough, the trick to making a good biographical movie may lie in taking a few liberties with the details.
I have no idea what British author Iris Murdoch looked or sounded like in real life, but I now have a definite picture in my mind. She's sharp-tongued and a dead ringer for Dame Judi Dench.
The name of the Prime Minister.
Oh, me? Are you asking me?
Yes, I am.
Not knowing the Prime Minister's name's not a capital offence.
Absolutely.
I know the names that matter.
It'll be all right.
Well, it will be if you stop worrying.
Is that picture accurate? Who knows? But in the film Iris, it's certainly persuasive. By contrast, I do know what Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell look like, and I know that the hours that studio makeup artists spent making Will Smith and John Voight resemble them were largely wasted. But in the movie Ali, they sure do sound like them.
You really went to law school?
Yes, Muhammad. And to think I gave up a lucrative practice for the likes of you.
I'm the best thing ever happened to you, Cosell. Without me, you'd be a tall white man with a microphone in his mouth.
And without me, you'd be a mouth.
Voight seemed equally persuasive vocally as President Franklin Roosevelt in Pearl Harbor, which may say as much about generations passing as about his talent for mimicry. Still, newsreels exist, so getting things right is possible, and with digital technology, getting things perfect will soon be possible. But that sort of begs the question of why? What's the point if footage of these people already exists? To tell good stories, presumably, the logic is that something happened to these real-life characters that makes their stories as compelling as anything a screenwriter could dream up, usually that they've had difficulties to overcome. That's certainly true of the folks depicted recently. Iris Murdoch suffered from Alzheimer's, John Nash from schizophrenia, Muhammad Ali from racism, and of the folks in some stories coming soon to multiplexes, Prozac Nation about music critic Elizabeth Wurzel's battle with depression, and Quitting about the drug traumas of a Chinese rock star reenacted on screen with the star playing himself and his parents and friends played by his actual parents and friends. Does all of this verisimilitude add up to accuracy? Well, Quitting has been dismissed by some Chinese observers as a government-sponsored tutorial on the evils of Western culture. And self-censoring Hollywood tends to oversimplify, too. Russell Crowe may have met the real John Nash while filming his story, but that doesn't keep A Beautiful Mind from smoothing the character's rough edges, never mentioning, for instance, that he lost his security clearance over a restroom morals charge. What the film does do that distinguishes it from the this-happened-and-then-that-happened framework of a biographical film like Ali is give you a feel for the paranoia that Nash must have felt when he couldn't distinguish reality from his hallucinations. And another current biopic, the most adventurous of the year-end ones, goes even further in that direction. Pinheiro, based on the brief life of Puerto Rican-born New York poet Miguel Pinheiro, who wrote the prison drama Short Eyes, adopts the hectoring, political, nonlinear style of his drug and alcohol-fueled writing. The man was a thief and an addict, passionately self-destructive, troubled in almost any sense you could mention, and artistically brilliant. And as the film leaps from black and white to color, mixing harrowing scenes from his plays with harrowing episodes from his life until distinguishing what's real not only doesn't seem possible, but doesn't seem to have a point, Pinheiro does pretty much the most you can ask of a film portrait. It is true to the spirit of its subject. I'm Bob Mondello.
Every player is a poet, an actor, a statesman, a priest, but most of all, he's a player. You go out there on the street and you meet the world of suckers, the world of greed and whatever other names have been defined for those that seek